USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Lower court rulings that would have banned the sale of a popular abortion drug have been blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Samuel Alito said his hold on those rulings would last until midnight Wednesday. The Supreme Court is expected to study the case and decide what to do next this week. A Texas judge suspended the FDA's approval of mifepristone last week. The 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents will remain in jail until his next court appearance. Jack Teixeira was arrested at his family's home on Thursday. But Congressman Jim Himes says the leak may go deeper than just one person.
I want to know all about the culture and leadership inside the Massachusetts Air National Guard. This would suggest that this individual, Teixeira, was not particularly well supervised.
Teixeira has been charged with unlawfully copying and transmitting classified documents. He was an IT specialist with the 102nd Intelligence Wing stationed at Joint Base Cape Cod. Former President Trump has filed his personal financial disclosure, which gives a snapshot of his earnings since leaving the White House. It shows he's made more than $5 million from speaking engagements, and it values his business holdings at over $1 billion. Trump had to file the report because he is running for president again in 2024. More tests are being done in the aftermath of a massive fire at a recycling plant in Indiana.
The Environmental Protection Agency says air monitors have detected hydrogen cyanide, chlorine, carbon monoxide, and other hazardous chemicals in ground-level smoke following Tuesday's blaze in Richmond, Indiana, caused the evacuation of more than 2,000 residents. Asbestos has also been found in debris that fell over a mile away. The health department is testing more water and air samples, and officials say they're worried about the effects of the pollutants on residents. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Tax season can be stressful, but there are ways to help bring some relief.
There's a good reason Americans stress out during tax time.
It's your single largest financial transaction. Certainly you'll buy a house or get married or have a child, but your tax return is going to be there 30, 40, or 50 years. And so it does bring stress.
Tax expert Mark Stieber of Jackson Hewitt says if you get it right, you could be in for a large payday. But if you get it wrong, you could catch the ire of the IRS or your state. But he adds there are ways to mitigate the stress before you file.
The first way to lower your stress and, frankly, increase your refund, be organized. The second way is equally easy. Find yourself a tax friend.
By that, he means a tax professional who can prepare your documents and make sure all your T's are crossed and I's are dotted. Even if you want to file them yourself, Stieber says it's a good idea to have a tax pro you can reach out to who can answer any questions you may have. Having someone help can put your mind at ease and reduce your tax time stress levels. I'm Matt McClure.
Pretty soon, that's when President Biden told reporters in Ireland that he will officially announce his plans to run for re-election in 2024. For months, Biden has said he's going to run, but has yet to make a formal announcement. One winning ticket was purchased for last night's Mega Millions jackpot. That ticket, worth $476 million, was bought in Queens, New York. The winner has the option of taking a yearly annuity or a lump sum payout of $253 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.